Dictation instructions. Listen to the following passage. Altogether, the passage will be read to you 4 times. During the first reading, which will be read at normal speed, listen and try to understand the meaning. For the second and third readings, the passage will be read sentence by sentence or phrase by phrase, with intervals of 15 seconds. The last reading will be read at normal speed again, and during this time, you should check your work. You will then be given 2 minutes to check through your work once more. Please write the whole passage on answer sheet 2. Now, listen to the passage.
Pigeons. There are thousands of pigeons in any big city in the world. But did you know that this common bird is able to find its way home from even hundreds of kilometers away? Just how pigeons find their way home is a bit of a mystery. Some people think that they use landmarks, that is, the pigeon knows what the land is like from the air, and it uses this like a map. A landmark in Sydney, for example, is the Opera House, which can easily be seen from a long way off. Other possibilities are that pigeons use the position of the sun to work out directions, or that they have some kind of built-in compass. For quite a few years now, scientists have been carrying out experiments on homing pigeons, but they still aren't sure how pigeons find their way home. It seems likely, however, that pigeons, like airline pilots, use a number of different methods to guide them on their long-distance journeys. Perhaps one day we'll learn their secret. There are thousands of pigeons in any big city in the world. There are thousands of pigeons in any big city in the world. But did you know that this common bird is able to find its way home? From even hundreds of kilometers away? But did you know that this common bird is able to find its way home from even hundreds of kilometers away? Just how pigeons find their way home is a bit of a mystery. Just how pigeons find their way home is a bit of a mystery. Some people think that they use landmarks. That is, the pigeon knows what the land is like from the air, and it uses this like a map. Some people think that they use landmarks. That is, the pigeon knows what the land is like from the air, and it uses this like a map. A landmark in Sydney, for example, is the Opera House. Which can easily be seen from a long way off. A landmark in Sydney, for example, is the Opera House. Which can easily be seen from a long way off. Other possibilities are that pigeons use the position of the sun to work out directions. Other possibilities are that pigeons use the position of the sun to work out directions. Or that they have some kind of built-in compass. Or that they have some kind of built-in compass. For quite a few years now, scientists have been carrying out experiments on homing pigeons. For quite a few years now, scientists have been carrying out experiments on homing pigeons, but they still aren't sure how pigeons find their way home. but they still aren't sure how pigeons find their way home. It seems likely, however, that pigeons, like airline pilots, use a number of different methods to guide them on their long-distance journeys. It seems likely, however, that pigeons, like airline pilots, use a number of different methods to guide them on their long-distance journeys. Perhaps one day we'll learn their secret. Perhaps one day we'll learn their secret. There are thousands of pigeons in any big city in the world. But did you know that this common bird is able to find its way home from even hundreds of kilometers away? Just how pigeons find their way home is a bit of a mystery. Some people think that they use landmarks. That is, the pigeon knows what the land is like from the air, and it uses this like a map. A landmark in Sydney, for example, is the Opera House, which can easily be seen from a long way off. Other possibilities are that pigeons use the position of the sun to work out directions, or that they have some kind of built-in compass. For quite a few years now, scientists have been carrying out experiments on homing pigeons, but they still aren't sure how pigeons find their way home. It seems likely, however, that pigeons, like airline pilots, use a number of different methods to guide them on their long-distance journeys. Perhaps one day we'll learn their secret.